The Gene Ostendorf Band with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And out to the ball game we go. It's the final game this evening for the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Randy and Don are going to take you the rest of the way. How's it going, guys?
Hey, thank you, Scott.
How appropriate. Take Me Out to the Ball Game by the Gene Ostendorf Band.
Yeah, he's that. Good stuff.
We are into game number 12 here pretty quick here, Don. And this is going to be fun because it's a state qualifier. Somebody here in this ball game is going to make a trip to the state tournament, aren't they?
They are, Randy, and it's going to be an intense ball game. I think calls, umpires are going to get a little bit heckled, I think, on bad calls. I don't know if I'd be want to be on this game. With
yeah. Well, we know Richmond and El Rosa have punched their tickets to the state tournament.
Yeah.
It'll be either Farming or Lake Henry here. And kind of contrast of two teams, because Lake Henry finished second in last year's state tournament.
Yes, they did.
I mean, maybe expected to go back again to the state tournament this year. Farming, I had you do a little research, Don. It's been a while.
Yeah, I looked it up in the state book here from last year, and that was 2002, the last time Farming was in the state tournament. It hasn't seen that long. That's 16 years ago. And
well, you look at a lot of these kids. How old were they?
They probably weren't born.
Yeah, maybe anywhere. Some of them weren't.
Some of them were in diapers.
Yeah,
sure. That. But, you know, you look at Farming's team here right now. There's a lot of 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds.
You bet. Early 20s.
Yeah. You go back 16 years, and, you know, they're 3-4-year-old kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thinking, well, who am I going to play baseball for? They maybe even thought that far yet.
No. So we'll find out who is that number 3 seed that are actually maybe – it could be even better.
Oh, yeah.
That number 3 team out of the Stearns County League and also out of Region 15C.
And the winner of this game will play Richmond tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
You bet.
Yeah.
So they're not done yet.
No. Not a bit.
How deep are their pitching staffs? How durable are their players? I guess we'll find out here.
I think so, Randy. I think it's going to be a good one because they're going to have two young pitchers going at it tonight. Winkles from Farming and Wessler from Lake Henry. And Wessler is, what, a junior?
Yeah.
In high school, that's a pretty big game for a young kid like that to become
Winkles.
Winkles is, but so is Carter Wessel.
Yeah.
That's a big game for him. You know, it's a lot of pressure on these young kids, but look like they can handle it.
You bet. You know, the grounds crew, these are not players. These are volunteers working on the grounds right now because the Farming baseball team is on the field here playing. But you mentioned those teams, and, of course, last night El Rosa beat Richmond 8-0. Then today we had two awesome ball games. The Farming Flames, they defeated St. Martin, came from behind, defeated St. Martin 3-2. And Lake Henry comes from behind, and they had a lead going into the ninth. It ended up being tied, and then they get a walk-off home run from Grant Ludwig.
Yep, and he was time before he was pitched hit for because he wasn't hitting the ball, and he comes up in the bottom of the ninth and gets a pitch he can drive, and he smacked it. I mean, it went off one of those big trees right by the batter's eye in center field.
6-4, that game final.
Yeah.
Baseball coming up here on KASM, being brought to you by the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork, Cabral Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Inn, and Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating, Virgil's Big Arena just south of Farming. Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Land of Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Notch Manufacturing, Kilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating over by Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix of New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gill and Lynn Chevrolet in St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, bringing us baseball this evening, along with Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance, Meyer Grove, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trappers Pub and Grub, right here in Farming. And Trappers was busy this afternoon. Umpires, Don, for the game tonight.
Nick Burscheid will be behind the plate, and Joel Lofstrom will be on the bases.
Stay tuned for our post-game show this evening. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W players of the game, and that is compliments of those two A&Ws. John, you got some starting lineups for us?
I do, Randy. visiting team on the scoreboard tonight, Farming Flames. Leading off, playing shortstop will be Taylor Foray. Batting second, playing first base will be Tyler Schrader. Batting third, playing right field will be Kyle Zierd. Batting fourth, the catcher tonight will be Cody Foray. Batting fifth, the designated hitter tonight will be Brad Mergen. Batting sixth, pitcher Adam Winkles. Batting seventh, the second baseman Mitchell Thielen. Batting eighth, playing third base Aaron Eink. Batting ninth, playing left field will be Dylan Panic. And their center fielder tonight will be DH four will be Austin Arsenal. For the Lake Henry Lakers, leading off, senior catching will be Shane Thompson. Playing shortstop, batting second will be Matt Quaid. Batting third, second baseman Jason Thompson. Batting fourth, the designated hitter for this game will be Aaron Sevelko. Batting fifth, playing first base, Josh Thompson. Batting sixth, left fielder Nick Dingman. Batting seventh, right fielder Adam Yeager. Batting eighth, third baseman Grant Ludwig. Batting ninth, the center fielder Weston Brinkman. And due to pitching tonight, 17-year-old Carter Wessel will start the lefty. That's your lineups for Lake Henry and Farming Flames.
Of course, your game can be heard tonight on AM 1150 on 107.7 FM, HD radio at 105.5 HD2, and you can join us on our stream, our webpage. Just go to our webpage, mychasm.com, and click on the stream, and you can follow us there as well. Also, our games are archived. If you go to the Chasm webpage, mychasm.com, there's a sports tab up on top. Click on that sports tab. A box comes rolling down, and you can click on Region 15C games and listen to the games that way, too.
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll work. You bet.
Now, if I knew what you all meant, that'd be all right.
Our starting lineup's being introduced right now in Farming. We're going to get the national anthem here. We're also going to... The umpires, they're ready to go, it looks like. There's no ceremonial first pitch or anything like that. So once the national anthem is sung, we're going to go.
I think we're going to go.
All right. Why do we do this? We'll take a three-minute timeout on KASM. We'll be back with that first pitch from Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. In business and farming, time is money. That's why Gilliland Chevrolet is your exclusive business elite program partner. Whatever type of vehicle you need, from the reliable Silverado to the all-new low-cab forward trucks, Gilliland's business elite department can take care of you with one low price. And because you're in business, chances are good you'll qualify for special pricing and tax incentives. But there's more. Priority service and work-ready loaners at no charge. Plus, get up to $1,200 in free accessories on qualifying purchases. Business Elite exclusively at Gilliland Chevrolet, St. Cloud. Find new roads. GillilandChevrolet.com.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Kramer Lumber and Fabrel have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for, along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrel. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Here we go. Baseball coming to you from farming this evening. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, Mary Heinen doing our official scorekeeping here. So we'll call on Mary every once in a while to pass along some stats to us
in case we get too involved in the game.
That's right. Don Carter Wessel got the pitch last weekend, this young kid did, and pitched pretty good, didn't he?
Yes, he pitched great. Well, he pitched six innings. I think scoreless ball, wasn't it?
You bet.
Did he give up a run?
You know,
he did. Yeah,
but he gets the start tonight, a left-hander. He's going to be a senior next year or a junior? He's going to be a junior. And his counterpart, Adam Winkles, is going to be a senior at Albany High School. So you get these two kids on this big stage for the chance to go to the state tournament.
Okay, so now you just said before Farming's last appearance was 2002, 16 years ago. Carter Wessels is barely 1 year old.
Right, right.
And, you know, he did Winkles. He's probably two.
Two, yeah.
So now they're pitching in the game to go to state.
Unbelievable. Here's Taylor Ferre. He steps into the batter's box of the Farming Flames, and the first pitch is a strike called, 0-1. Interesting stat. This is Farming's fourth game. They have not been the home team on their field. Ground ball to first. Josh Campson up with it, and he'll run it to the bag. The unassisted put out.
Apparently they think it's not fair.
Right.
Much of an advantage.
Farming was the eighth and final team to get into this region through their new playoff format. And
so it's only right.
Yeah. Here's Tyler Schrader. And Tyler take five from Wessel for ball 1-0. This is a left-handed hitter.
I just
people.
To say that. Yep. Oh. There goes up the warning flags. Well, left-handed pitchers, so anything can be possible here.
2-0 the count to Tyler Schrader. Wessel's pitch, a little bit low and outside, and 3-0, and Carter Wessel there thought he had one. And the pitch is high to Schrader, and he'll walk on four straight.
And we've seen that the last time he pitched, too. Got a little hard luck calls when he was pitching. He had some good corner pitches that weren't called and got himself in a little bit of trouble that way, but that's just the way it went. The umpire wasn't giving him the corners right away, so
yeah,
struggled a little bit, but sure kept his composure.
All right. Kyle Dearden into the batter's box, facing the left-hander Wessel, and his breaking ball is outside and 1-0.
He needs to find that release point here now. This curveball there, you can see he hung on to it a little bit long, and his fastball, he's let go of it a little early.
1-0 the count. And Dearden drives this to straightaway center field. Getting to it is Weston Brinkman. He'll make the catch out there in left center field.
Oh.
Boy, he hit that a long way.
That's a deep part of the park.
Some opposite field power. Yeah,
absolutely.
So one out make it two outs now on the long fly ball by Dearden. Tyler Schrader still the base runner over at first, and here comes Cody Ferre to the plate.
Look like a lot of these guys went home and washed their uniforms, does it?
No, but they look cleaner. Yeah.
The sweat isn't there anymore.
Exactly. Ooh, and Schrader.
He's got a lot of coaches on that one.
Yeah, Logan back to first. On deck, Brad Murgut. Wessel's pitch to Ferre. Cody will foul it to the net. And a 1-1. Used to be foul it to the screen or foul it to the chain link, and now it's the net.
I like this a lot better with the netting now. It's easier to see to, I think.
Coming out to the game yet tonight, listening if you're driving in, a $4 bill will get you in. Here's a two-hopper to Jason Campson. He'll flip to Matt Quaid over at second, the force out. 4-6 on that force out, and that'll do it for Farming. Here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We played a half an inning, Farming nothing. Lake Henry coming to bat. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Back in a minute.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens daily at 11 and features a full-service bar. Stop by for nightly specials beginning at 5. Head to Trapper's before or after the ballgame this weekend for food and drink specials including smoked pork chops, corn on the cob, and grilled chicken. Plus, there's live music Saturday night. The Bridge Brothers play from 8:30 till 12:30 at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Don and Randy back with you at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Don, tell us a little bit about the state tournament. Who's hosting it this year, and what are people going to do about brackets?
I don't know, Randy. I know where they're going to be. We're going to go to either Shakopee or New Prague.
Jordan, though, maybe.
Maybe not Jordan.
That's Jordan's probably the B teams, I think,
will
play
there. I
think
it might be. But they'll go to two sites, Shakopee and New Prague. And as of the brackets for state tournaments right now, nobody knows when they're playing because the state, I guess, isn't going to release any brackets until late tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
I would say probably 3 or 4 o'clock, something like that. But I'm not sure on that. But it's going to kind of keep everybody in suspense of when they play with whoever comes out of this region.
All right, thanks, Don. Shane Campson leads it off for Lake Henry here in the bottom of the first inning. No score if you're just joining us. The pitch from Adam Winkles is high, ball 2, 2-0 the count. Winkles pitch a little bit outside, and the count at 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes. Winkles kid, Don. He throws fairly hard.
He throws hard.
And brings one right down the middle. Strike one.
I love to listen to the catcher's mitt when they throw that speed. It's got that little bit of snap to it.
Adam Winkles got that nice motion. 3 balls, 1 strike. He rocks and fires. And missing inside on that pitch. And a walk to Shane Campson. That one did not miss by much.
You know, and that's going to be the tough part on these young pitchers, Randy, if they're not going to give them the corners and that.
Exactly.
And I listen to some high school coaches and stuff, too, when you got an umpire that doesn't give these young guys a corner. And it's, they come out of the dugout, they don't say too much to an umpire or coach, but all they're going to say to them is that, hey, my pitcher needs to have that corner, and he needs to have the needs. And that's what you teach these guys. You teach them to work the corners, and you teach to keep the ball low.
First pitch to Matt Quaid is low for a ball, 1-0. There's a strike right down the middle, and 1-1. So that's what he's doing right now. He's keeping it low.
He is. He's throwing some good pitches here so far, but like I said, if he's going to squeeze the plate here a little bit, it's going to be hard on these young guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's harder than any of them. It's harder than any pitcher.
Last game, we didn't have a walk. This game, we've got 2 walks already.
Yeah,
it's just umpiring styles.
Yeah.
Pitch outside to Quaid, and the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Campson leads from first. Quaid drives it to right center field. This is a towering fly ball. Kyle Dearden is misjudges that one as that gets over his head. That was up in the air so long that Kyle Dearden misjudges it, and he doesn't get close to it. It falls for a hit.
You know, it's balls like that that need to be caught because I thought that one had a chance of going out.
Right.
When it was hit as high as it was, it carried.
Jason Campson to the plate. Yeah, that was a major league fly ball. If you're going to say major league fly ball, Zierden just, that's happened, Don, when we've shot those little balls out of the pitching machine way up in the air. And you look up in the sky that long, and you get dizzy. Your eyes start bobbling and hopping and rolling. And
you're just lucky you get out of the way when it's counting down. Uh-oh, now.
Jason Campson's down in the count, 0-2.
Winkles hit the outside corner, hit the inside corner. So, hey, if he can get that corner, that's going to be a lot better for him.
2-1, nobody out for Lake Henry here in the bottom of the first inning. No score if you're just joining us. Farming in Lake Henry, this for a berth in the state tournament. Stepping off pitching rubber is Winkles. Looks like Clear Lake is taking on Luxembourg now for a chance to go to the state tournament in 11C. A double steal as Campson goes and Quade goes, and the throw to third. Ferre took a long time to get rid of it.
Yeah, he doesn't get rid of it on his first motion, does he?
And a double steal successful. Shane Campson slides in the third. Matt Quade at second. And the Lakers have a threat with two on, nobody out, and Jason at the plate with a count of one ball, two strikes. Big open stance. Winkles comes home, and Campson bloops this to center field. No one's going to get it as Mitchell Thiel and Doe for it. That'll score Shane Campson. Quade goes to third. And a bloop single for Jason, 1-0 Lake Henry.
So that was the walk that scored, right, Shane Campson?
It was, yes.
So now we have Quade at third, which a ball that should have been caught.
Exactly.
Yeah. So did they give him, a hit for that?
Yes, they did. Yep. Yeah, Kyle just totally overran it.
Yeah.
At the plate, Aaron Sabelko, a left-handed hitter. That's a little disclaimer. I always say left-handed.
A little bit more emphasis on that syllable, though, huh?
That one's going to go right over our heads and foul.
Oh, that was pretty high.
That was pretty high. That was not hail. That was a baseball.
That took a long time for that to clink up here.
0-2 to Sabalco. Runners at first and third for Lake Henry. One run in here in the first. Still looking for that first out is Farming, and that one's popped up in the infield. In fair territory, Aaron Enck makes the catch at third base and one down.
Wow. Good pitch by Winkle.
Josh Nathan.
Quade still over at third. Jason Campson at first. What kind of speed does Jason have? Do you think they might want to move him?
I think they can if they want to. I think he's got enough speed to do that. He's actually quicker than the guy thinks, you know.
Josh Campson at the plate. Squares to bunt, or looks like he's going to bunt, pulls back, and it's called strike 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Tommy Ludwig coaching in that third base box. Adam Miller over the first base box. Josh Campson takes low for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Matt Quade comes down that third base line. And Josh Campson, a ground ball to first. Tyler Schrader smothers it. And he hits the runner again in the back of the head. That happened in the game prior to this.
Oh, my. That hurts. So you got to get that ball up a little bit to the side.
Scoring is Quade. It's now 2-0 Lake Henry.
Oh, nice play.
Yeah, Tyler Schrader's smothering that. Josh Campson safe. That'll be a throwing error. Throwing error on Schrader. And
I think you have to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You don't get anybody in the ground ball at your field.
It's not a fielder's choice. No, it's a throwing error that basically you didn't get an out.
No.
Here's Nick Dingman at the plate. Nick with a count of one ball, one strike. Two runs in for Lake Henry, still only one out. There's a strike call to Dingman, and the count now one ball, two strikes. Boy, that right side hole is huge for Dingman. who we learned last weekend really loves that right side. And he tried to go there.
He's seeing it.
He's right. One ball, two strikes yet to Nick Dingman. Just got on top of that. Over at second base, is Jason Kampson. First base, Josh Kampson. The pitch a little bit low in the count, 2-2. Two outs, two strikes. Winkle just keeping it down by the knees there. Maybe a little low for the home plate umpire, but, boy, it's good location. 2-2. That one bounces up to the plate, knocked down by Cody Foray, but on to third goes Jason, and on to second goes Josh, and now they're in scoring position with one out.
Now you would think you'd cover that hole up a little bit over there if you're going to bring the infield in. But they're still giving that.
Bringing it in a little bit here, not totally on the grass. And that's low, and it's going to load them up. A long inning for Winkles, his second walk of the inning. He's given up two hits, and Dale Schrader is going to go out and have a word with his right-hander. Again, tomorrow, our ball games are at 11 o'clock and about 1:30. Richmond awaits the winner of this game tomorrow, and then Al Rosa will play the winner of our first game tomorrow.
Correct. Should be some good baseball.
Absolutely.
No, we'll be a little more relaxed because there are three teams will be in the state tournament.
Let's pull up some scores from earlier today around Central Minnesota. It was Pulley over the Cold Spring Rockies, 7-5, so the Rockies eliminated in Region 11C. Other scores in 11C. Today, we had Foley over St. Joe. Defeated St. Joe earlier today. Foley did, too. Right now, Clear Lake is playing against Luxembourg. Here's a ground ball hit by Yeager to third. Aaron Knight bobbles it, and everybody is safe. Coming in to score, Jason Kampson. The base is still loaded. And 3-0, Lake Henry. That'll be another air on the third baseman, Ink. Here's Grant Ludwig. Grant's last swing of the bat ended the game here later this afternoon. Two-run homer, and takes a strike called, and 0-1. The base is loaded, one out, three runs in for Lake Henry in the bottom of the first. Winkles pitch, outside a ball.
Can't seem to find the plate, Kenny.
One ball, one strike. There's a strike call to Ludwig. And a count, one ball, two strikes. Ball and two strikes. Winkles working from the windup here. And Ludwig swings and misses. Throw back to third, and safe at third is Josh Kampson.
Throw by Foray down to third base. That makes you jump a little.
Now the Lakers have batted around as Weston Brinkman comes to the plate.
Left-hander.
Good call. Base is loaded. Josh Kampson over at third base as Brinkman takes high for a ball. At second base for the Lakers, Nick Dingman, and at first base, Adam Yeager. 1-0 pitch. Brinkman fouls this one back and out of play. We're by the mess tent, the mess hall, where you get the food.
Yeah, the chow line.
The chow line. And a count, one ball, one strike.
I think we should just come earlier tomorrow and just sample something of each thing over there.
Well, that's a really good idea.
I thought so. That'd be a heck of a breakfast, wouldn't it?
Ooh. Ready on the mound, Winkle. It's 1-1 to Brinkman. Strike two right down the middle.
Full pork, nacho cheese, and what else do we
have?
Taco
in the bag, hamburger, hot dog. That would be a good breakfast. Pitch is outside, a ball, and 2-2. We might not be able to talk on the air.
I think I'd stay with you all day.
Brinkman takes low one in the dirt. And the count now full at 3-2. So 3-2, two outs, bases loaded. Three runs in already for Lake Henry. Ninth man to bat here in the first. In the state qualifier game. Adam Winkle's ready. The runners go. And a swing and a miss. Brinkman is out on strikes, and that will end the first four, Lake Henry. Three runs for the Lakers, and 1-2. Two hits. It was two errors, and the bases left loaded. After one inning, Lake Henry 3 and Farming nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFF.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wishes the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints. Notch Manufacturing in Lake Henry wishes the best to all area teams. They are currently looking for welders, painters, and general laborers to join their team. These are full-time positions where pay is based on experience and work ethic. Notch Manufacturing offers paid insurance, holidays, vacation, and a match IRA. Apply in person at Notch Manufacturing, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry. A new career awaits you. Locally owned and operated and a clean place to work. Phone 320-243-7248 for more information.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, here we go to the bottom or the top of the second inning. Brad Mergen, the left-handed hitting Brad Mergen, steps into the batter's box. And first pitch.
How many left-handers are there?
A strike and 0-1.
There's a
few. Wessel. Wessel has a few runs to work with now, and as a pitcher, that's going to make you feel a little more comfortable, doesn't it? 1-1 the count to Mergen, and Brad loops this over the third base dugout.
Good pitch by Carter Wessel to Brad Mergen. It kind of jammed him on the fist there a little bit. And
count 1-2 to Brad. And foul to the backstop here.
Three-quarter arm. That looked like a screwball. That thing, you could see it up here. It was moving.
One ball, two strikes. Mergen loops this to left field.
Trouble
coming hard is the left fielder. He's not going to get it, and that's going to fall in for a base hit for Brad. Well, Don, you said it best. That's trouble. Foul right behind Grant Lidwig, and Matt Quaid couldn't get over there quick enough, and Nick Dingman never had a shot at it. And Brad Merkin gets himself a hit. To the plate, Adam Winkle. Throw to first. Back safely is Mergen. Adam Winkles, he can hit. Good hitter. Takes inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strike. Schrader going over some signs in that third base coach box. Jeff Mergen over in the first base coach box. It's just outside from Wessel. And the count 2-0. Now, if you're farming, Don, you're down 3-0. You got to tell yourselves too. We got to be patient.
Oh, yes.
Young kid on the mound. I mean, he's got to throw strikes to us.
You know, it works two ways here in this game. You got a young pitcher on both sides here, so you're right, absolutely right here. You got to be patient. You know, you get yourself down 3 runs, it kind of takes the sacrifice out here. But you can, if you want to, you could sure work to get a run, get back in the game again.
pitch outside to Winkles, and there's a strike called 2-1, and Winkles skies this one to center field. Weston Brinkman back by the fence, and that one is gone. Adam Winkles to straightaway center field. Weston Brinkman ran into the fence. I thought he had a shot at it.
I thought he was camped under it.
And Winkles goes deep by the 330 sign, and there you go. 3-2 ball game.
You bet. That's what it is.
Wow, that was up in the sky.
Oh, he's right at that corner, right where that fence comes, and that corner goes out to that batter's eye. That's where that went over. And that was kind of the shallower part there. So
you bet, yep.
Yeah, I never did get that right walk out there.
I looked when I came in, and it's a little deceiving. It's only about 6 to 8 feet. It's not a lot.
Okay, yeah. That's all it is?
Yeah. But people like to sit there, so there are a whole bunch of people sitting on that little incline.
Yeah.
Here's Mitchell Thielen. First pitch to Mitchell is the strike. There's strike two called, 0-2. The ball is two strikes. Wessel's pitch. Thielen pops this one up down the right field line. Giving chase is the right fielder.
He made that catch.
Jaeger made that catch. The umpire right there to call him out.
Wow.
Wow. Adam Jaeger comes from literally out of nowhere to go in foul territory and make a diving catch.
How did he get to that ball? It was tailing away down the right field line. He's playing 50 feet off the line.
I did.
50 feet, yeah.
50 feet off the line, yeah.
He knew it was foul because he was, if it lands, it's going to be a foul ball.
Yeah. Aaron Eich at the plate, falls first pitch off, and 0-1 to Aaron. 3-2 our score here in the top of the second inning. And that's going to hit Aaron Eich in the leg, and he'll go to first. So Eich hit by a pitch, and that will bring Dylan Ponick to the plate, the left fielder and the number 9 hitter.
Pitchers are working themselves into a little bit of a jam here in the second inning. Actually, the first thing is when Winkle's running into trouble.
Got to see Dylan hit a lot in high school. He's a good hitter yet, too. So in the 9 spot, I mean, he's not a weak hitter there. Fouled it off on that first pitch and 0-1 to Dylan. Taylor Perret waits on deck. 3-2, Lake Henry leading top of the second. Ponick back in the batter's box. Aaron Eich takes his lead at first. Carter Wessel ready. And the left-hander comes home. It's a little bit high to Ponick. Not a bad pitch there by Wessel. And the count, 1-1.
You know, it's kind of like, how do you not play these guys? You know, they're good ball players.
Yeah.
You gotta get them in there sometime. And
that's what's going to hit Dylan Ponick in the leg. So back-to-back hitters hitting the leg. Carter Wessel dealing with some control issues there. And Keithy Leaser, probably a good move to come out and talk to his pitcher right now.
Absolutely. His curveball is breaking really hard, but he's starting it in a little bit too soon.
So just a release point. Where are you letting it go?
Yes, it is. Now I see my son-in-law standing over there talking to some guys, Ryan Wirtz, and kind of looks like he's giving some directions over there. Good guy. He played a lot of baseball in his career.
Got to make it to a state championship game last year where Ryan did.
Number 3, Taylor Perret.
There's Taylor Perret. Taylor 0-for-1 tonight. He bounced to Josh Campson, the first baseman, last inning. He bats now with runners at first and second. Just one out, two runs in here in the second for Farming. Carter Wessel's pitch, Perret. Thinking he might see a fastball first pitch, swings and fouls it off 0-1, and he was way out in front of that.
I went out to him and said, you need to throw some strikes to get ahead of these hitters. And thinking he's probably what he's thinking.
0-1 the count. Carter Wessel comes home, and Perret right on that one as he fouls it to the net. And 0-2 now to Taylor Perret. Josh Campson, Don, choosing not to hold Dylan Ponick close over at first.
I think that's probably a smart move.
Frey came to Campson last time, so Josh has given himself plenty of room maybe to make another play. If that were the case, Frey Ground ball up the middle. Quade starts the double play to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. And so they get the force out at second. And Quade bobbled that little pitch to Jason Campson, didn't he? There was a little bit of a bobble at first.